And action. Welcome to Movie News. This is going to be episode 3. And today we're only going to be talking about the Golden Globes, which is this weekend. So we want to do our preview. Who do we think will win? Who do we think should have been nominated? And then ultimately, who do you think who will win and who should win?
Right.
Sorry, I already missed
it. And if there's any snubs, we'll just kind of toss those out there.
Sure, for sure. All right. Well, let's just start with a best director. No, wait. Don't we have best picture?
No, motion picture drama.
Yeah. Best picture. Sorry, my page is turned. Let's start with best motion picture drama. The nominees are Oppenheimer, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Past Lives, The Zone of Interest, Anatomy of a Fall. So, Pete, who is your prediction based off of those nominees? Who do you think will win?
Hands down, Oppenheimer. It's what I've said from the moment I saw it. It's going to win this year. And there really isn't, there is a close second for me anyways, but this one is hands down going to win.
What was your close second? Maestro?
Maestro.
Yeah. I'm with you. I think it's Oppenheimer. I think that's who should win as well. I think Maestro is probably going to come in second. But the one, and then I just have one movie that I think should have been nominated that's not on here, and that's, I've been talking about it all year, but it's The Good Person. I definitely think that should be nominated over Killers of the Flower Moon. I've not seen Past Lives or The Zone of Interest. I have seen Anatomy of a Fall, which I liked, but
yeah, Past Lives is fine. I don't know about Best Picture. I think Best Non-English for sure is a shoo-in. Yeah. I would have liked to see Sound of Freedom get some love somewhere in this Golden Globes, but I know that the industry hates that movie, so I knew it wasn't going to get nominated, but it should have gotten something.
Yeah, and The Covenant for me as well, I think.
We're talking
about just, man, a thrilling movie that's entertaining. I think that movie is one of the best movies of the year, hands down. So I think I would love to see that one. So, awesome. Let's move to Best Picture, Musical, or Comedy. The nominees are Barbie, Poor Things, American Fiction, The Holdovers, your favorite, May December, and Air. So, first, Pete, what is your prediction?
Yeah, I think they're going to give it to Poor Things. But if the world was a proper place, they would have given it to Barbie because it just was that incredible.
I actually think that's my prediction actually is Barbie. I think Barbie just has a lot of momentum, I think, in this award season, just because it just absolutely crushed expectations, and I think it will be rewarded. But I think what should have won is Air. I think honestly, that could have been in the regular best. It's under comedy, which I don't really find it a comedy. I think it should be under the big boy best motion picture drama category, where I think it should come in second or third. I think it's my favorite movie of the year, but I think it should be, just knowing people, it's probably number two, I think, in terms of best film,
right.
Conducted wise, but yeah.
I can see them like in some sort of a dark horse giving it to American Fiction because people are talking about this movie like it's amazing, and I still haven't seen it yet.
I might be seeing that today. I'm trying to see it the next 2 days.
From what I understand, this movie is supposed to be like the best.
Yeah, the trailer looked really good, so I want to see that. Cool. Who should have been nominated? Was there anyone?
No, I couldn't really think of anybody.
Oh, come on, Pete. There's one that should clearly be nominated that you should have thought of.
Wonka,
dude. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, you. I didn't see May December, but you said there was not much.
Well, I mean, halfway through, I'm just like, something's got to happen here quick. Yeah. And it didn't. And so the performances are stellar, but I mean.
Sure, but that's not a best picture, right?
No, it's not a best picture.
And again, Wonka, I think that's a difficult thing to do, what it did, and it should be rewarded for that.
Yep.
Moving on to best director for a motion picture. Now the categories are now, not all of them, but most of the categories are now grouped together. But best director, motion picture, Bradley Cooper for Maestro, Greta Gerwig for Barbie, Yorgos Lanthimos for Poor Things, Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer, Martin Scorsese for Killers of the Flower Moon, and Celine Song for Past Lives. Pete, what is your prediction?
Man, as much as I loved Oppenheimer and Christopher Nolan and everything that he did, it's a gorgeous film. I think that I think they're going to give it to Cooper. That's my prediction. And yeah, I do think that Christopher Nolan should win, but I also think that Greta Gerwig deserves to win as well. I mean, I think she directed the hell out of Barbie and did an incredible job.
Yeah, I don't disagree with anything you just said. I do think Christopher Nolan will win this, only because it's the foreign press. I think that's where Bradley Cooper may not be. Like in the Oscars, I think Bradley Cooper might have the edge. But I think, especially because Christopher Nolan's, he's not American, right? So,
well, you know, and that plays well into Barbie's favor as well, because around the world, even in the U.S., but around the world, sure. I mean, those movie screenings were events. Like, even if it was just a normal everyday, I mean, I saw it when we were in Italy over the summer, and the place was packed with people in pink, and it was an event. Yeah. Like, people were pumped. So,
yeah, for sure. And it's the most successful out of all these films. I'm actually going to change my who should have won. So I actually think Nolan will win, but I kind of agree with you. I think Greta Gerwig should win. She not only made a beautifully crafted film, but it was the most successful film. And I do think that's a very hard feat to do, and she should be rewarded for that. So, you know what? I'm going to change mine. Greta Gerwig, you should win.
Thank you.
And should be nominated. I have three guys that I think did a great job. And again, the guy I would remove easily, and I'm a big fan, but I just don't think this film was that well directed because it needed editing, but, it was Martin Scorsese. I don't think should be on here. And I would replace him with either Ridley Scott for Napoleon, because I think that was well directed, because I've talked about this in another podcast, but the difference between what Ridley Scott did and Martin Scorsese, they both make great films. It's a party.
Hey, great films.
That one. Why does it do that? Sorry, balloons just showed up on my screen.
Every show now, it's like a thing.
Yeah, Zoom likes my my topic. But Ridley Scott for theaters made a 2.5 hour version, which was very palatable. And Martin Scorsese made a 4 hour version, 3.5 hours. And it's just super long to be sitting in a theater for 3.5 hours, no intermission. And so you have to get up, you kind of lose momentum of the movie. And I don't think you do theater goers a service doing that. Both of those are going to be on Apple TV Plus. Ridley Scott's going to have a 4 hour version of his movie on Apple TV Plus. Scorsese, that's when you do your 3.5, even 4 hour version, whatever you want to do.
Right.
Make that for streaming. And then that's where I'm going to penalize Scorsese. Because I think when I watch this movie again, sitting down and streaming, I think this movie will play better in my head. But probably. In a theater, I'm like, I don't need to see all this stuff. So, and then I have George Clooney, I thought directed The Boys in the Boat very well. And I think it's one of the better out of all these films when you're combining all the elements of filmmaking, lighting, cinematography, editing. I think it is one of the better crafted films of the year. And then again, I think Guy Ritchie directed the hell out of The Covenant. I mean, that's just a thrilling movie that has emotion, that it brings the whole tool set to the
table. It was so good.
So I would like to see. I think I would like to see all those three nominated, but if I'll take at least one of those guys should be on there instead of Scorsese, like I mentioned. And I haven't seen Past Lives. I get why Yorgos Lanthimos is nominated, but I think he's getting rewarded for just being super creative, which okay, cool. But I just don't think Poor Things is on the same level as those other films. So
yep, I agree.
All right, moving on to best screenplay of motion picture. We have Barbie, Greta Gerwig and Noah Baumbach. We have Poor Things by Tony McNamara. We have Oppenheimer by Christopher Nolan. Killers of the Flower Moon by Eric Roth and Martin Scorsese. Past Lives by Celine Song. And Anatomy of Fall by Justine Triet and Arthur Harari. So, Pete, what's your prediction?
I predict Oppenheimer. Who should win? Oppenheimer. I still think that Maestro should have been at least nominated. But I also think that and this would have never happened in real life, but I would have loved to see like Creed 3 nominated as a screenplay, because it, I mean, they talk about taking a massive franchise and actually making your own almost beginning of a new franchise. And it was just really well written. And I did, I loved that film a lot.
Yeah, for sure. My prediction, I actually think, because we're just talking about pure screenplay here. So my prediction is Anatomy of a Fall. I think when it comes to screenplay, I think it was really, really well done and really put you on a nice little journey.
Yeah.
So I think that actually might get rewarded. Who should have been nominated? I've already mentioned them, but Air and The Good Person, I think, were two excellent screenplays that should be there. And who should have won? Again, I think, man, what they did with Barbie, with Greta Gerwig and Noah Baumbach did with Barbie, to make it not just a, you know, again, they had so many script issues and so many different issues. So for them to figure it out and make it work so well, I think, again, it should be rewarded for that. And then, but Good Person, I think, is like the best pure screenplay up and down, if that makes sense.
Right.
Next category, we have best performance by an actor in a motion picture drama. Pete, we have Bradley Cooper, Maestro, Cillian Murphy, Oppenheimer, Leonardo DiCaprio, Killers of the Flower Moon, Coleman Domingo, Rustin, Andrew Scott, All of Us Strangers, and Barry Keoghan for Saltburn.
Yeah. My prediction is they're going to give it to Cillian Murphy, but Bradley Cooper should win this hands down. I think that he did something that you just can't do, as well as produce it and write it and star in it. And just, I mean, he just did, this is his baby and he did a great job. I would have liked to see Michael Fassbender get a nod for The Killer. I thought he did a great job. I would have loved to see Jamie Foxx get a nod for The Burial, to be honest, because I think that's a very underrated movie for this year. And I thought Jamie Foxx came in and did such an incredible job with
a movie. Yeah, because that would have been supporting actor. He wasn't the star of that movie.
Jamie Foxx?
Yeah. No,
that was his movie all the way.
It's Tommy Lee Jones's movie.
No, I would give Tommy Lee Jones the best supporting actor.
Well, Tommy Lee Jones is the protagonist. It's his story.
Yeah, I know, but I see your point, but we're not going to get into an argument about this. Either way, sure. Burial got no love. That's the point.
Yes, I agree with where your heart is at. I agree with your heart. I actually do think Bradley Cooper is going to win this, only because...
I hope so.
You know, it was such a transformative performance. And again, multiple emotions, stuff like that, that I think is very difficult for an actor to do. And he was able to do that. You know, some people are always Bradley Cooper in every movie versus I think he really was a different character. I mean, it was not Bradley Cooper in there.
Nope.
So I think he will win and I think he should win. And then who should have been nominated? Again, I think they wrote the screenplay wrong, but. Like Leonardo DiCaprio, I don't think is the best actor in that. I think it's Robert De Niro's better than that. And it is more his story. They just made it. Yeah, well, I don't want to get into that either. I don't really have who else should have been nominated.
Yep.
Best performance by an actress in a motion picture drama. We have Lily Gladstone, Killers of the Flower Moon, Carey Mulligan, Maestro, Sandra Hüller, Anatomy of a Fall, Annette Bening for Naiad, Greta Lee for Past Lives, and Kaylee Spaney for Priscilla. Pete, what's your prediction?
They're going to give it to Lily Gladstone, but Carey Mulligan should absolutely win this. And I would have loved to see Eva Hewson from Floor and Son get a nomination, because that was one of my favorite movies of the year, and she just came in and crushed.
Yeah. I also agree that Lily Gladstone... should win. I'm not mad if she does win. I thought she was excellent. But honestly, I thought what Annette Bening did in Naiad, because of the physical element of it, I mean, you're talking about a 60 plus year old woman, really, again, that's not a movie you can really fake.
And more. I think she might even be older than that.
She might. But, you know, what she really had to go through and put her body through, I think gives extra credit. And I would like to see her win that, because again, not only was her performance great, but I mean, it was you could feel the pain, and it didn't look fake by any stretch. Everything looked really, really believable. And again, such a physical movie. And I just think, kind of like with Leonardo DiCaprio in the Revenant, where it's just such a physical movie. I think, you know, that's part of the acting, right? You can't fake that. So I would like to see her rewarded for her performance. And I don't really have another nominated one off the top of my head.
No.
All right, moving on to best performance by an actress in a motion picture, musical, or comedy. We have Fantasia Barrino for The Color Purple. We have Jennifer Lawrence for No Hard Feelings. We have Natalie Portman for May, December. We have Alma Poitsty for Fallen Leaves, Margot Robbie for Barbie, and Emma Stone for Poor Things. Pete, what do you got?
They're going to give it to Emma Stone because this is like the performance of her career or whatever. But yeah. I'd like to see Margot Robbie win it. She should win it.
Yeah, I mean, I predict Emma Stone will win it. I do think she should win it, but I'm kind of with you. I would have liked to see Barbie, but that's more of like just, again, I would like to see her rewarded for it. But I do think Emma Stone has the best performance, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah,
it's a bold role. So moving on to best performance by an actor in a motion picture, musical, or comedy. We have Nicolas Cage for Dream Scenario, Timothy Chalamet for Wonka, Matt Damon for Air, Paul Giamatti, The Holdovers, Joaquin Phoenix for Beau Is Afraid, and Jeffrey Wright, American Fiction. So, Pete, what do you have?
I didn't see it. I mentioned it earlier. I think that they're going to give it to Jeffrey Wright.
Just
based on what people are talking about. But Timothy Chalamet should win it for sure. I thought he was charming. I thought he was amazing. We've said it before.
Yeah, I'm going to go a little different than you. I think Paul Giamatti is going to win this. You know, his character and his performance in The Holdovers. I mean, this guy is the epitome of an actor. I agree. Jeffrey Wright is just off the trailer. You know, he's a great actor. So I know, like, again, I wouldn't argue with that at all. But I think Matt Damon should win. I think his performance, like to me, it's always about like a scene. And, you know, just like with the Heisman Awards, like you have your Heisman moment. I think Matt Damon had his Heisman moment with that ending speech at the table where he convinces, you know, spoiler, convinces, you know, Michael Jordan to go with Nike. I think that was just a hell of a scene. He nailed that scene. And I think that's, to me, your Oscar moment, quote unquote, Golden Globe moment. So, and then nominee, I don't really have another. Best supporting actor, motion picture. We have Willem Dafoe, Poor Things, Robert De Niro, Killers of the Flower Moon, Robert Downey Jr., Oppenheimer, Ryan Gosling, Barbie, Charles Melton, May, December, Mark Ruffalo, Poor Things.
I predict Robert Downey Jr. for sure. He deserves it. I would have liked to see Ryan Gosling. I'm glad he got nominated. I've been saying it since Barbie came out. I would have liked to see Ethan Hawke get a nomination for Leave the World Behind. I thought that he did a great job as the... The neurotic sort of husband who is just like, hey, everything is all good, and then has to ultimately panic. And he just goes through a range in that movie.
So I think I agree with you. I think Robert Downey Jr. is going to win. I think he should win. And then I think who also should have been nominated was Morgan Freeman for The Good Person. And then Jacob Elordi, I thought, did really well in not Elvis or not Priscilla, but for Saltburn. I thought he was excellent in that. I think that was a very challenging role, and I thought he was really, really good in that. So those would be mine. Moving on to Best Supporting Actress, Motion Picture. We have Emily Blunt, Oppenheimer, Danielle Brooks for The Color Purple, Jodie Foster for Naiad, Julianne Moore for May, December, Rosamund Pike for Saltburn, and Divine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers. What do you got?
I don't know a lot of these movies, unfortunately. I don't think Emily Blunt should even be nominated for this one. Well, no, nominated is fine. She's not going to win. I think that Divine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers is probably one of my favorite performances of the year, but they'll probably give it to either Julianne Moore or Jodie Foster based on what people are talking about.
Yeah. I think Jodie Foster should win. I think it's a toss-up. I kind of agree with you. So I'm just going to go Jodie Foster across the board. And I didn't really have any...
No.
Should have been off the top of my head. I mean...
I didn't either.
Okay. And how much more time, Pete?
4 minutes.
Oh, I think we can finish this. All right. Best original score, motion picture. We have Ludwig Göransson for Oppenheimer, Jerkson Fendrick for Poor Things, Robbie Robertson, Killers of the Flower Moon, Micah Libby for The Zone of Interest, Daniel Pemberton, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, and Joe Hisaishi for The Boy and the Heron. What do you got for your prediction?
I got to be honest. I don't really remember a lot of the music from this year. I don't remember anything that just really standing out and blowing me away. But I would give it to Ludwig. I'd give it to Oppenheimer just because of that. The tone of the music, I know, really, really enhanced the viewing experience. So, yeah, I'd go there.
Yeah, I think that's by far the most powerful score, the score that affected the movie. Ludwig Göransson for Oppenheimer, I think, should win. I think it will win. I think it should have won. Also been nominated, I would go Alexander Desplat for... The Boys in the Boat. I think the music was pretty powerful in that.
Right.
And The Covenant. I don't know who did the score for that one, but The Covenant would be the other one where I really kind of noticed the score and where it really kind of impacted me. So the next we have Best Motion Picture Animated. We're going to skip a couple of them, guys, because we don't really care. So we'll go Best Motion Picture Animated. We have The Boy and the Heron, Elemental, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, The Super Mario Brothers Movie, Suzume, and Wish. What do you got?
I think Spideyverse is going to win for sure. I would have liked to see Turtles get at least nominated. Yeah. I thought that was really well done. And then the first Slam Dunk. I think that's one of the best movies, I think, of the entire year, which was mostly animated. I think that was on so many lists. And the fact that it wasn't even nominated is...
The first Slam Dunk, I haven't even heard that.
The first Slam Dunk, look it up. It's like a manga version of the first Slam Dunk ever done. So it's a basketball movie. It's animated. It's brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Sounds cool. I'm with you. I think Spider-Man is going to win. I think Super Mario Brothers should have won. And I'm with you, Pete. I think the Turtles should be nominated. Again, the style, I think it's the best. It was the best looking film of the year. I think I actually liked it better than Spider-Man in terms of how it looked. So I think that should have gotten it. But I think that should have also been nominated. But Super Mario Bros. Is my pick for that. Okay. And then lastly, Pete, last category, cinematic and box office achievement. So this is just kind of acknowledging the best films of the year that actually how they performed. We have Barbie, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, John Wick Chapter 4, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1, Oppenheimer, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, the Super Mario Brothers movie, Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour. What do you have?
I mean, the biggest movie of this world this year is Barbie. So, I mean, you think you'd have to go that.
Yeah.
And I think it should. I mean, I think a close second would be like a Mission Impossible just because of the impact that movie had. It'd be nice to see that win at least one thing, but it probably won't.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I think Barbie's going to win. I think it should win. Like you're saying, I think when it comes to critical and box office success, Barbie did really well. Obviously, Oppenheimer is right there, but I think Barbie trumped it money-wise. And the only other, I guess none of them really else did outperform the other ones. But yeah, I think I like the list. I think the only one I maybe wouldn't have put on there is Guardians of the Galaxy, but it might have outperformed any of the ones that I'm thinking of. So, yeah. All right. Well, I'm good with that list.
Good.
Awesome. Well, that'll wrap it up for us here. Make sure you check out our other podcast. We have Paul's Movie Classics. And then we just did Modern Times. So check that out. And then check out our reviews of Aquaman and some of the other new releases, Boys in the Boat. And then we'll be back next week to review all the new 2024 new releases. A couple new movies coming out at the end of this week. So with that, Pete, that is a cut. Thanks, guys.